From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A pilot project to test a virtual fence along the U.S.-Mexico border is riddled with technical problems. So much so that completion of the first phase of the project will be delayed by at least 3 years. That's according to an investigation by the congressional watchdog, the Government Accountability Office. The virtual fence pilot project covers 28 miles of the border south of Tucson. The GAO's Richard Stanna detailed the problems before Congress yesterday. He explains Boeing got nearly $21 million to design the pilot, which is called Project 28.
It involves cameras, radars, sensors, unmanned aerial vehicles, and of course, computer equipment that ties all of these things together. When they first put a bid in on the Project 28, Boeing wanted to design it in such a way that they pulled off-the-shelf components together, and thereby, they thought, lowering the risk of failure. Well, the components turned out to be okay, but integrating all the components with the software proved to be a much greater challenge than perhaps they had figured on.
And what are some of the problems that they encountered?
Well, some of the problems they encountered along the way, and some of them have been fixed but others haven't, are cameras that can only see certain distances. They wanted to have them go out around 10 kilometers. We were down there a couple weeks ago. They told us that all too often they can only go around 5, and then a grainy image appears, which is not good when you're trying to identify and classify people coming across the border. Radars that were being thrown off by raindrops and wind blowing mesquite leaves, it was causing false positives, the radar to train in on things it shouldn't have trained in on. And the biggest problem, though, was getting the common operating picture, or the COP, to work right, so that all of these different inputs from the sensors and the cameras and the radars could be displayed on a common screen, so that people in a control room and Border Patrol agents in their vehicles with a laptop-type computer could follow developments as they unfold in a certain situation.
Are the problems that you're describing fixable, or does the whole system need to be tossed out and they need to start again?
Well, some of the problems have been fixed. I think that they've pretty much got on top of the radar issue. The cameras, I think they're going to be swapping out. They never quite work to the satisfaction of the Border Patrol. But I think the real issue here is where do we go from here? It's really important that they learn the lessons from Project 28 down the line. And I think these lessons are simply three. One is you really ought to involve the Border Patrol users when you define your requirements for the system. These requirements were set mostly by Boeing people. And so it's not the right laptop or the right configuration for the agent vehicle. Some of the components are subject to breakage and so on. The second major lesson is that these components and their integration really needs to be tested before you attempt to deploy the technology. And Boeing deployed it without prior testing, and that's why final acceptance was months away from the original target date. And I think the last one is also a very important lesson, and that is be careful how you raise expectations on projects like this. This is a very ambitious project to create a virtual fence. There's going to be bumps in the road. The important thing is to get it right, not to do it fast and create mistakes along the way. And I think if they incorporate the kind of lessons they learned from Project 28, I think that will help out in the long run.
Mr. Stanna, when you testified before Congress yesterday, you told the committee that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, had worked too fast in this case. Was it your feeling that they were under political pressure to do that because of the immigration debate going on at the time?
Well, I didn't link it to the immigration debate or political pressure. There is no doubt pressure to secure the southwest border before immigration reform can go on, but I'm not sure there's that direct linkage. Some shortcuts were taken that maybe shouldn't have been. Because it was an ambitious time frame, and here we are.
Mr. Stanna, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Richard Stanna, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues for the Government Accountability Office. That's the investigative arm of Congress.